This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you news stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Here we go. It's hour number four of the G-Bag Nation here on your home of the Cowboys training camp next week. Frank Caliendo in studio now, the funniest man in football, king of NFL impersonations. You've seen him on Fox NFL and Frank TV and Mad TV and everything, and he joins us now here on 105.3 The Fan. It's great to see you and get a chance to meet you, buddy.
Yeah, and I'm almost sheftered myself. According to my sources, at this particular time, it appears Frank Caliendo is having difficulty with the microphone. He thinks he's been in studio many times in many stations across the country, but right now, he can't figure out how to work the microphone. And then we get going, and it becomes Adam Schefter on helium, and we're trying to figure out when this is...
Schefter's one of those guys that... He's so specific. I once asked him, where are you? I texted him, where are you? He's, I'm at the doctor's office, three seats to the left, next to the Highlights magazine. No. What city are you in? Oh, Long Island. I was like, oh, can't you just say that? Why is that so difficult?
Now, how difficult is Schefter compared to Rappaport? Can you go back and forth?
Well, Rappaport's just him with a cold. Schefter, Rappaport.
They're probably, and I think that's because they're both a little bit of New York kind of voice. But yeah, it's very, very, I was on an NFL network one time and they were like, can you do Rappaport? I'm like, yeah, just give me a cold. And now I'm Ian Rappaport. So it's a very, very interesting thing. How those two guys with a very similar job, almost the same type of job, pretty much, you know, NFL insider, gambling helper, and they have the same almost cadence and voice. It just kind of cracks me up.
How did you get to doing all the football stuff? Are you a huge football fan?
Well, I grew up a sports fan overall, but Kimmel brought me on. Jimmy Kimmel was... doing the NFL on Fox first. And then the story goes like this. Jimmy Brusca, who's his producer, had a guy who did a John Madden impression, and Jimmy Kimmel had a guy who did a John Madden impression. They were fighting over who was going to do the John Madden impression for the NFL on Fox. Turns out I was both the guys. So they were fighting over me. Neither of them knew my name and might still not know it. But I was the guy that they were fighting. You know, they thought there were two different guys. And like, what's your guy's name? What's your guy's name? Frank Cadano? Frank Calamari? Yeah, that's him.
I swear he's the best.
So yeah, he's really, really good. And the funny thing is the Madden started out. I listened to old John Maddens that I do. Like, here's a guy. I was like, that was awful. And then I brought it down to, you know, this thing where you talk like this. And I mean, yeah. I used to do call-ins in Chicago as Madden. They called him Monday Night John. And people thought it was actually John Madden.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. I mean, because there was, you know, there's a way to do it cartoony.
But then if you really talk like he talked and at the time he was talking, I mean, you talk a little, you do a little of that.
But it just got to be where it was more fun to me to, you know, he's just eating things constantly type of thing. So yeah, that was the evolution of that. So I was on NFL on Fox for 9 years, and there are people who still think I'm on there. I mean, that's how crazy that is. And they thought I only did John Madden. I mean, you guys might not even know that. People are like, oh, you just did John Madden. No, I did John Madden like three times a year. We'd do other stuff, whether it was a Dr. Phil sketch or whatever. And then when I went over to ESPN, I found out like people that watch ESPN knew nothing about anything outside of ESPN. It was like The Simpsons. It was like their own world. So I'd have to do a Stephen A. Smith. I understand where we're coming from with some of these things. Somebody get me thesaurus right now. Thesaurus? No, thesaurus. I invented my own word. The Stephen A. Smithsaurus, which is going to end up in the Stephen A. Smithsonian. So that was where I started getting a bunch more of those ESPN type of impressions, because it only worked in its own world. If you tried to do something outside of that, people were like, don't get it. Because people who watch like sports TV watch the same stuff. Or Jay Moore would do that bit. That's he's like, I watch SportsCenter. Then when SportsCenter's over, I watch more SportsCenter. Then I watch the same SportsCenter. Yeah. It's not quite the same as it used to be. That's the way it was back in the day. But yeah, that's... that's how that that whole headstand. I answered the question. I never know if I answered the question.
Yeah, you did fine. Right? Yeah. Yeah.
Can
you
even can you look at any artist or celebrity or anything without trying to in your mind?
No, I break it down. It's like the Predator. It's whether I can tackle the subject or not. I tell people I'm a magician more than a wizard. It takes a lot of repetition. So for the longest time, I couldn't do anything close to Chris Berman. It would turn into Al Pacino. I was trying, but rumbling, bumbling, stumbling, I could go. So I finally figured out was, say what you will, but nobody circles the wagons like the Buffalo Bills. I try to find, I don't stay in character a lot. I grew up watching Robin Williams, that type of thing. I like to use them almost like a producer on a radio station presses the button to have a sound effect. And that's, you know, that's the thing. I guess it's a positive and a negative, but for me, that's the way I always looked at it with these impressions is just going in and out of them and having fun with them. But then people are like, okay, let's call this. I don't really do that. I just try to talk around the person a little bit more and just get enough to have that flavor of it. So for example, like Tony Romo is just like starting a car. It's like, and driving the car around. Oh, Jim. Here we go, Jim. He's like, he talks, you can tell he's smiling when he's talking. He's like smiling through my Skechers. This is going to be incredibly good.
What if Tony shows up at one of your shows at the Addison Improv this week? And would you love that?
He would say, that's a great segue into a plug. Nice job. That's better than Jim and I couldn't even remember his name. I was going to say Tony. Oh, Tony.
That's my Nance. Hello, friends. Jim Nance, along with my pal, Tony Romo.
Oh, Jim. This is going to be good. Here we go, Jim.
The improv is this weekend. Thank you for you did a smooth plug, and then I turned it into me just talking about it more. But you can get the tickets at improvtx.com. Frankonstage.com brings you to that as well, but it's the same
thing. So is your stand up act, is it just weaving in and out of a bunch of
different setting up a lot of that is like the setting up of type of that stuff. What I do is I kind of create a little bit of a world with all these different impressions, and there's other material and stuff like that too, but it weaves back and forth to the point where I can just call anything back. And because of the persona, the easiest way to explain it is like I'd explain jokes as John Madden. When I first started, I'm like, see, that was funny. It's supposed to be funny because you got a setup over here and a punchline over here. And then, boom, I mean, you put it together.
And then when Madden moved on and retired and, eventually he's passed away. But now I narrate things with Morgan Freeman. And that's when they realize that's where the punchline was supposed to be.
So a lot of my act is comprised of spots where I put myself in a pickle, so to speak, that I have to explain the joke almost. And that's part of the fun of it is going back and being a little silly with it and using a character to say, what's going on here? This doesn't make sense anymore.
So nobody's like you. You know, I think you're super unique as a comic, right?
I think there's more people that it's, when I started.
You were a trendsetter in this situation.
In some way, there's a lot of people that watched a lot of me coming up. We did not, when I was at Mad TV, even before that, there were not a lot of ways, there weren't a lot of tools, no ways to watch impressions. You had to watch things on TV, maybe set up your VCR to record at a certain time. Now you can just go to YouTube and study people. So it's, and when you're younger, I think it's easier. I don't work as hard, anywhere near as hard as I used to. I used to work on these things constantly, just focus on the next one. What am I going to do? Especially when you're on a TV, you have to come up with new ones all the time. But the ability to research is way easier. We had a guy named Dylan. I don't even know if he had a last name at Mad TV, who would be the person that was in charge of going to get the videotapes of the subject matter to work on the impression. You might not get it for 2 days.
Right.
Remember, you know, Will Sasso, Alex Borstein, and everybody else that was at Mad TV. We all had to do that kind of process. Mm-hmm. If you didn't have it, and you might be a day, and then you'd have to do it on TV 2 days later. So now everything's so accessible that it's, you know, the impressions are about repetition. Is you just say the same things over and over and over. If you have enough time and you've got a knack for it, you can get a lot of them down. Maybe not all of them, but they're like magic tricks. I always tell people, when you work on magic, you work on it to get it to a point where, especially like table magic or something like that, sleight of hand, put something behind your thumb or whatever that the people can't see it. And that's really what an impression is. It's just moving stuff around in your vocal cords, tightening your throat, or using different muscles to create those voices.
I was with
John Gruden and I were together.
You spent some time. I'm going to see him in 2 weeks,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, I was
down
with
in Tampa.
I was with him in Green Bay.
I tell you what, man, it's a tremendous place.
Yeah, and I was like with him in Philly.
Yeah, you had a good time there?
I had a great time.
You, like, you ever have one of those Philly cheesesteak sandwiches, man?
Yeah, I've had a couple with him. I actually, John, you took me to the Hooters.
Yeah, I tell you what, it's a pretty good place, man. Yeah. And I used to work there. Wore the shorts for a while, man.
You got behind the counter and cooked some wings for me. They were excellent.
Man. Yeah, put on that T-shirt, that owl in the front, have little orange shorts, man. I tell you what, those are revealing. Yeah. Little spider 2Y banana right there, man. You can see the spider 2Y banana if you know what I'm talking about.
Every time I hear you do him, I smile. Because I used to pick John up at, of course he gets up at 3:30 in the morning, and he didn't have a car.
That's 3:30. That's lunch, man.
Yeah, that's.
I've already been up for 4 hours. I asked him what time do you go to bed? About 6 p.m. Really? Yeah, man, I go to bed early.
I go to bed early. But it was funny, but every time I'd pick him up, he'd always have a story, big old cup of coffee. Oh, yeah. I love when you do his voice.
You're not going to believe what happened to me on the way over here. What happened? Aliens came down.
He texted me because I'm going to see him in a couple weeks. He's like, "You ever hear this? You ever hear this thing? What's it called? Where you record the messages for people? What's that called? What is that? I can't even think what it's
voicemail?
Called. No. The app where you make things for people.
Snapchat?
No. Oh no. What's the thing that? No. It's you pay for it, right? What's the thing you pay for?
I can't think of it.
I wish I knew. Beats me. What kind of app are we looking at here?
I'll tell you what, we're going to find out pretty soon.
Chat here, GPT?
Man. Let's see. That's the wrong John right there. John G. It's like, can you see? What's this guy? How are you doing? I'm just filling time.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Right now,
I'm sure the people that text with the
cameo,
cameo.
Let's do a cameo and a Camaro. That'd be a funny idea, right? It's just one letter off, man.
Have you ever seen the Gruden cameos? Like, he's doing cameos. Oh, like, he's really? Just bored, so he's doing cameos.
I gotta see these.
Oh, it's hilarious because, like, people are like, "Hey, how you doing, man? I heard you're a big fan. Your name's John. You're getting married in a couple days."
I was just watching. He really is. I just got done watching some Walter Payton. You guys remember Walter Payton? I was watching him shoot the A-gap right
it's
here.
Just football 101.
We all just want to say happy birthday to you. And you're getting married or whatever.
There's a whole thing online of all the Gruden things. Like, oh my gosh,
he, like I say, when I hear you do him, I just get so it brings a smile on my face.
It's funny because he's
perfect.
Yeah,
it's
he's perfect, right there, and then Sean McVay is right in there. I got a memory, that kind of thing.
There's those football voices. There's a lot of them that are pretty similar.
Well, there's the video of you going and talking about Mike Glennon's neck.
Glennon. Yeah, I did that. Hard Knocks.
And Hard Knocks. And that was hilarious.
Glennon, we need a guy with a long neck. Glennon, you're it.
It's Frank Caliendo with us. We have more local guys. I mean, Jerry Jones, incredible offseason for him. But, you know, W is just about 5 miles down the road over here.
Well, that's a pretty good place to be, man. I just am trying to find my way, here, I guess. I'm trying to figure it out, you know, just to get from place to place, a place of vacation. Right?
When you have a president that laughs like a Muppet, there's nothing better, right?
A potato.
You do Trump or Biden?
A very, very good. A lot of people are saying tremendous people. Ooh. Some of the best people are great people, and that's,
I do a thing about, hey, he says the words, if he wants to get people on board, he uses these words, and everybody knows it. Yeah. Like there's a colony of people on Mars, and 100% of them voted for me, and everybody knows it. Then he'd be walking down the street like, "You're about that colony of people on Mars?" Yeah. How do you know about it? Everybody knows it.
And I'm not the only one saying this.
Who else is saying it?
Other people.
What other people?
Other people couldn't be here, but they're tremendously tremendous people.
And then Biden, I've got him with the, he's got the whisper follow-up. Oh. So it's a this or that premise. He'll be like, talking about something like the vaccines or something, like, "It's not politics, it's science. It's science. It's science. It's not the heat, it's the humidity. It's humidity.
It's not delivery. It's DiGiorno. It's DiGiorno.
By the way, DiGiorno, the number one home pizza, and everybody knows it. A lot of people are talking about it, quite frankly.
It seems like the eyebrows are married to the voice almost.
Oh, I call the pizza slice.
Okay.
So it's a line across the eyebrows and then a dot down at the chin for a triangle going downward. And then the bush, you know, so even with these fat cheeks, the way that it works is you can see it in the eyes, nose, and mouth. And sure. if you watch a person, you can see the mouth is how they talk. The eyes are how they think. So, for example, Jeff Goldblum, watch how he pierces his lips just a little bit, but the eyes, he's thinking it's like a painting in a haunted house following you around. Ooh, very good. Yes, yes, of course. So that creates the character, and then people start to see it, because once you, I can get it to the point where I feel like I'm that person talking.
Yeah. Our guy is telling you our sister stations want some Frank Caliendo as well, so we'd love to have you for the rest of the show.
Encore,
really.
Dude. Yeah.
We do got to go when you're done if you want to come back.
I'll do it.
Addison Improv, 4 shows this week, right?
Tomorrow is 6, 7 and 9:15, and then Saturday is 8 and 6 and 8:15, 7 and 9, 3 o'clock in the morning. And there are 2 shows in the breakfast time.
Involved.
Go to improvtx.com. There's 2 shows tomorrow and 2 shows Saturday. Saturday has maybe 20 tickets left between the 2 shows. And then the Friday early show, which is 7 o'clock, is almost sold out. The 9:15 is probably 3/4 of the way, so there's not a lot of tickets left.
I love it. You killed it again. Our text machine's on fire, just laughing their butts off, dude.
Incredible. How great is that? Let's go to the text machine. Caliendo about to go to the sister station. You guys going to deal with the text. Great job. Out.
There he goes. One more for you. His Jim Rump.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.